ॐ ध्यायामो धवलाभकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the 1000 names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So today we will discuss the 5 Namas, starting from the 226th Nama till the 230th Nama. So again, to reiterate whatever we have been learning till now, so Brahman is both Nirgunam and Sagunam. It cannot be said to be Nirgunam or Sagunam. It is beyond Guna. So the moment we say Nirgunam, that such an explanation is only from a person or from the perspective of a person who sees Gunas. When we are beyond Guna, there is nothing called Sagunam or Nirgunam. And Sagunam, ultimately Devi is without any Gunam, because Gunas limit Devi. Devi is one with Brahman. Anadityat nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyayah sharirastupi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate. Paramatma or Ishvara is anadi and he is nirgunam. So that nirguna Ishvara is our own very nature of consciousness or chit, which pulsates as I exist each and every moment of our life. So that's why Shankara says, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha Anena Vedhyam Sat Shastram Iti Vedanta Dindima. Brahma Satyam, Brahman alone is real. Why is Brahman alone real? Because Brahman alone is without any change. Brahman alone really exists. Then what about things that we see? What about other things that are seen? Jagat Mithya. The Jagat is just Mithya. It is only temporary. It's an illusion. Idam Jagat Namarupa Yuktam Adya Sat Ikshate Srishte Pura Sadeva Asit Namarupa Vivarjitam. Vidyaranya, while explaining Sadeva Saumyedam Agre Asit Ekameva Dvitiyam, this particular statement of Chandogya Upanishad, so Vidyarinna gives this beautiful exposition of Nama Rupam in Anubhuti Prakasham. So in Anubhuti Prakasham he says that Idam Jagat, this Jagat Nama Rupa Yuktam, which is filled with Nama Rupa Nama Rupam, Adya Sat Ikshate, that is also Sat, Srishte Pura, before creation, Sadeva Asit Nama Rupa Vivarjitam, Sat alone existed even before creation, but there it was without any Nama Rupam. The goldsmith keeps gold ore or whatever it is, ore, however it is pronounced. So he keeps a gold biscuits. I don't know which format a goldsmith keeps, but when we go and tell to him that I want a gold chain, he creates a gold chain. So we get a gold chain, we are happy, like we wear the chain, we wear like so that others can see it, and then after some time it becomes old because time has passed by. So few months have passed by, therefore chain is not a fashion, so I want a bracelet. So we go back to the goldsmith, we give the chain and tell him I want a bracelet. Then he creates a bracelet and gives us. After some time, I am going to get married, I want a ring out of it. That also he gives. So what does the goldsmith do? He just transforms one Nama Rupam into another Nama Rupam. A name and form, from one name and form, he creates another name and form. For us, Nama Rupam has value. Therefore, we consider a chain, a bracelet. When we see a necklace, we say, it is beautiful. And when we see a blunt chain, we say, this is okay. But It is the same gold, it is made of the same gold, it has the same value. But because of our ignorant perspective, we consider the Nama Rupam as real, therefore we miss out. And the moment we consider Nama Rupam as real, we enter into the world of illusion. We compare Nama Rupam, we compare a gold chain from a gold necklace. So that comparison will lead to more and more trouble. Whereas the goldsmith's view, he sees everything as gold. He knows that the he sees that the Nama Rupam is only mithya, is only unreal. Therefore, he doesn't get deluded into it. And this is what the Shastras call as Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi. Kanakam alone is real. Everything is Kanakam alone. And when we convert it into Brahman, it becomes Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi. Gatakudhyadikam sarvam mrittika matrameva hi tadvat brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. Even as various objects made of mud and pot are mud alone, similarly the world is made up of Brahman alone. It is just nama rupam in Brahman. Asti bhati priyam rupam namam chetyam shapanchakam adhyatriyo jagad rupam brahma rupo tato dvayam. So the first, sorry, adhyatrayam brahma rupo jagad rupam tato dvayam. So five components, sachidanandam and nama rupam. Nama rupam is mithya, it is only temporary, therefore that is jagat. Jagat is nama rupam in Brahman. There is nama rupam in Brahman. Remove existence, remove consciousness, even try to remove anandam from objects, what will happen? The objects will not exist. If something is there right in front of us and we know that it's not going to give us happiness, it doesn't have anandam, that is our perspective, then it doesn't exist at all. We'll not even look at it. So it's not about just existence or consciousness, but when something doesn't have happiness, we don't go behind it. That's the reason why we are able to get attached to people and things. We get attached to people and things as long as we know that they are of use to us. The moment we know that they are of no use to us, we throw them away. Like old clothes which are of no use, we just throw them away. So we may have a bike which is very, very old, 10 years or 15 years old. Once its purpose is done, it cannot give us happiness, just we just renounce it. Therefore, everything in the world has Sachidanandam. But if we see Nama Rupam, the Sachidanandam aspect is limited by the Nama Rupam. That Nama Rupam not only limits, it also causes bhedam, duality or differences between objects, and that will lead us more and more into sorrows. So we have to get rid of that. So Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman alone is real, Jagat is Mithya, appears through Nama Rupam. Even as a goldsmith is able to see or pierce through various names and forms and see only gold, similarly we should also be able to pierce through Nama Rupam of the world and see Brahman. Then who am I really? Jivo Brahma eva na paraha. Jiva, the consciousness, the I that we experience now is Brahman alone. This I seems to be attached and associated, limited, etc. But if we purify that I, if we make that I unlimited, how can we make that I unlimited? Remove the Nama Rupam in the I. That means the I with Nama Rupam is called Ahankaram. Get rid of the Nama Rupam, it becomes one with Brahman. That is what Shankara says. Anena Vedyam Sat Shastram. With this truth or whatever is to be known is known. Therefore, we don't need to worry. We will be ever blissful. So that is the truth. And that is Devi being explained in Lalita Sahasranama. We have to always remember that Devi alone is present here. So whether we worship a particular form or not, we can choose a form for our better progress in the spiritual path, but that form should pervade the entire world. Everything should become that form. Then it becomes the formless. Everything becomes one. Bhedam vanishes. Along with the knowledge that the world is only an illusion, things will happen, activities will happen. Still, guna vartanta ityeva yo avatishtati neengate. So in gunatita yogam, or sorry, gunatraya vibhaga yogam, while speaking about a gunatita, Krishna says, whenever things come, whenever bad things or good things come, na dveshti sampravrittani na nivrittani kankshati. A gunatita, a jnani, doesn't get affected by anything. He says, gunavartanta, gunas are doing something. Ittyeva yo avatishtati, who remains like that, na ingate, he is not attached by or affected by things. So gunas are doing, ahankaram is doing, let it do. It's only an illusion. Even as in dream world, things are going on, let it go on. I'll still be, I'll still abide in Brahman. That is what is the state of a jnani. And if we have to become jnanis, we also have to have that state. Everything is only Devi. I offer everything on to Devi. The Devi is doing actions. I am not doing actions. The Devi is making the ego do actions. Let the ego do actions. Let the ego suffer. But I know that everything is one entity. If everything is one entity, I am that entity. Therefore, I will always be blissful. So, remembering that, let's quickly see the next five namas. So, the next nama is, next three namas are related. So, Om Mahatantraya Namaha, Om Mahamantraya Namaha, Om Mahayantraya Namaha. So we learned that all mantras, all yantras are all Devi alone. So Devi has very big mantram. Devi has the greatest mantram, we can say. So that is Panchadasha Akshari mantram. Devi also has greatest tantram, Sri Vidya tantram, as well as the greatest yantram, which is Sri Chakram. So here Maha also can be interpreted that Devi encompasses all mantram. All mantras are present in Devi. All tantras are present in Devi. All yantras are present in Devi, which means Devi becomes the greatest mantra, greatest yantra, greatest tantra. So that is how we have to interpret. If we don't interpret it that way, then we can get deluded, and then tomorrow somebody, when somebody asks, oh, I worship Devi. What is Devi's mantra? Panchadishakshari mantra. Oh, that is too long. You cannot remember it. I love the Panchakshari mantra. That is simple. Om Namah Shivaya. It is very simple to chant. I can chant 100 namas when you chant just 20 namas. So all such comparisons will come if we don't really remember. So this means that Devi is all mantra. And the next nama is Om Mahasana Namaha. Mahasana. Mahasana. Devi has the greatest asanam. So asanam of Devi, it can be interpreted in three ways. One is, Devi is seen as riding simham or lion. So lion, what is the speciality of lion? There are many specialities of lion. So a lion is the king of the jungle. So king of the jungle means it is the greatest in animals. So Devi has Devi rides something which is the greatest amongst it. And the lion doesn't fear anything. Lion doesn't even fear elephant. So lion is fearless, abhayam. Also lion is not also, why is lion fearless? Why is lion, or why does lion have such a great strength that it becomes the king of the jungle, unlike an elephant? So there is something that is that is generally known, and I have read in one of the Ramakrishna Mission books that lion, if we really try to analyze, so lion and elephant, if we compare both their lives, elephant is a prey to sense organs. So and specifically elephant is a prey to sexual desire. So the way an elephant is caught is by luring it with a female elephant, or trying to create a sound which shows as if there is a female elephant, and when the male elephant will come running, there will be a pit and it will be trapped. So elephant is a prey to sexual desires, whereas the lion, it is said that a lion mates only once in its entire lifetime. That means it's able to get that strength because sexual desires, sexual activities are the activities which take out of us like the maximum energy, which when we do that, like when we enter into sexual activities, we become very tired, most tired. So if we have to realize Brahman, that Brahman which is beyond the sense organs, we need lot of energy. Therefore, preservation of energy is also another reason, or the main reason, why lion is able to be fearless. It is able to be the king of the jungle. So Devi writes lion, which is the king of the jungle. So that is one way of interpreting it. So we can also say that lion is so fierce that it can kill or attack any person. It doesn't fear. Even when a hunter is there with a rifle, still the lion will attack. So that is the power of the elephant. Power of a lion. An elephant will run away from the place when somebody shoots. Shoots a bullet, then the elephant will run away, whereas the lion will not run away, it will still attack. So Devi writes something, that means Devi is also like that. Devi is fierce. Devi can do things which we cannot expect out of others. Devi will be able to do things openly. So this reminds me of an incident which happened some time back. So in Kerala, in Kaladi, Shankara Jayanti was being celebrated. So at that time, the Kanchi Acharya, Jayendra Saraswati Swamigal, he came there. He was speaking on the dais with the chief minister, or the previous chief minister, A.K. Antony, and many other people on the dais, political giants, we can say. So each of them spoke quite a lot about, oh, we should love our brothers, this, that, and all. So finally the Swami spoke. So when he spoke, he said, the first thing he said was, many people here spoke about brotherhood, love, etc. But that shouldn't be in words, it should be in deed. Immediately the other politicians, they couldn't, like, but they had to keep a smiling face. That's the only thing they could do. So how fierce a person has to be, or bold enough to, like, how can a person be so bold enough to make such a statement in front of the chief minister of Kerala, or political giants who can do anything in the world? That is because they are always abiding in the truth. So Devi doesn't fear anything. Brahman doesn't fear anything. Jnani doesn't fear anything, because he knows that everything is only an illusion. There are people like Trailinga Swami as well, who lived for 300 or 400 years. Ramakrishna Paramahansa respected him quite a lot, saying that he is one Brahmavid Varishta, I guess, like, I am not remembering the right name. Brahmavid Varishta. I guess I got the name right. Maybe, like, we can clarify later. But he was a person who was always abiding in the paramarthika level. So one Trailinga Swami used to roam around without any dress, and he used to be very fat. So that way, like, many days he will not eat or drink anything, and all of a sudden some devotee will come, they will offer something, and he will drink pots of milk, he will drink immediately. So once the king arrested him, because he was roaming around without any dress, So the king arrested him, and then the king came from the jail or the prison, and then was walking along the Ganges with his wife. And immediately he saw Trailinga Swami walking there. Trailinga Swami didn't even look at him, but he was walking as usual along the shores of the Ganges. So the king was not able to limit Trailinga Swami to the four walls of the prison, because Trailinga Swami was one with Brahman. That means he was beyond all limitations, so they can do miracles. They don't fear anybody. So that is what is denoted by Devi riding Simham. And then the second way asana is interpreted is that Devi is Tattva Pidam, or Devi is the seat of all truth, or Tattvam. Realities or various concepts, we can say. So whatever concepts are there in the world, whatever sciences are there, whatever truths are, there is only one truth, but it can be explained in different ways. So everything, Devi is the abode of everything. Devi has everything in it, in her. So Devi will be able to guide us whenever. That is why Mahabhudyai Namaha. So Devi has all that we require with respect to Jnanam. Devi has that. And the third way of interpreting is Devi's asanam is the heart of Mahatmas or Jnanis. So Devi resides inside the Mahatmas as their own self. So it is not Mahatmas, Devi resides inside each and every person, but we'll be able to realize that Devi resides inside our own self only when we realize ourselves. So unless we realize ourselves, we'll consider that this is just a body and we'll consider ourselves as associated and attached to the body. At that time, we'll not be able to apprehend the self inside us, which is in fact Devi. And a person who is able to always remember the self inside him, or Devi inside him, Devi as himself, are Mahatmas, are Jnanis. So inside Jnanis, Devi resides. So even as air is there everywhere, but if we sit under the shade of a banyan tree, we get cool breeze. That means it can be experienced. Similarly, in the Jnani, Devi is fully manifest. That is, so because of all these reasons, Devi's asanam is really great. Devi's abode or seat is really very great. It is something that we have to get inspired that, oh, Devi resides in the heart of Jnanis. If that is the case, then let me also become a Jnani, because I want Devi. Why do I want Devi? Because of many reasons, couple of reasons, simple reasons. Devi is Nirguna Brahman, Devi is the only reality, and Devi can give me anything in the world. Devi encompasses the entire world, all the powers in the world. Therefore also I want Devi. So it will inspire us. So the last Nama of the day is Om Mahayaga Kramaradhyaye Namaha. So Devi, so Mahasana, so Devi is inside the heart of Jnanis. So how is Devi being worshipped by Jnanis? Mahayaga Krama Aradhya. Aradhya, Devi is worshipped by Mahayaga Kramam, or various big Yagam. So the greatest Yagam that we can find in the world is Brahma Yajnam, which Krishna says as Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahma Agnu, Brahmana Hutam, Brahma Evatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. That everything is Brahman. Who is doing is Brahman. Actions are done by Brahman. The fruit is Brahman. The instruments are Brahman. There is only Brahman here. That is the greatest Yagam. So Krishna enumerates quite a lot of yajnas that will help us in the spiritual path. So in that, first he starts with Brahma Yajnam, and then he culminates by telling, rather than all the worldly yajnas, Jnana Yajnam, Jnana Yajna Parantapa Sarvam Karma Akilam Partha Jnane Parisamapyate. Jnana Yajna, Jnana Yajna is the greatest, because Shreyan Dravyamayad Yajna Jnana Yajna Parantapa Sarvam Karma Akilam Partha Jnane Parisamapyate. Greater than all the yajnas that we can find in the world, Jnana Yajnam is greater. So Jnanis worship Devi through Jnana Yajnam. So that is what is this Nama, Mahayagam. It is the greatest Yagam, because that is Brahma Yajnam, that Yajnam which removes all karma, which means which removes Ajnanam, which means which will be able to give us Anandam. And that is the Anandam that we are seeking each and every moment of our life. So that Anandam, Devi, we can get from Devi if we try to become a Jnani, if we try to implement Jnana Yajna. And that is quite simple to do. It is just the desire for liberation, the desire to perform it. That's the only thing that is required. I want to become a Jnani, I want moksha. Such a person will always remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Everything is Devi alone. Nothing is there, but Devi alone exists inside his mind. That thought will pervade in his mind. And that itself is jnanam. That itself pervades his buddhi as well. So, mai eva mana adatva, mai buddhim niveshaya. Nivasishyasi mai eva. Such a person will abide in Devi, which means he will ever be blissful. So, may Amma bless us that we are able to perform this Jnana Yajna. Namaskar.